Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started to look at freedom's seal. There was a seal that really set you and I free and defeated the enemy in more ways than one. And so we started looking at the resurrection story and how Christ was crucified over the Easter weekend, resurrection weekend. And we saw certain things and we want to pick it up again today, looking at what took place after the death, and the burial of Jesus the Christ. We want you to see just how powerful and how smart God is by comparison to the enemy of our souls. Because Jesus went to that tomb for 3 days and three nights. He suffered. He went, took our shame, our sin, our punishment, our sickness, our judgment, faced the devil, defeated the devil, grabbed the keys of hell and the grave, and resurrected by the power of the Holy Spirit. But let's see what actually took place and what that means that he was sealed in the name of Jesus as we glorify God as only he can get the glory. So let's pick it up right now.
John Baptist saw Jesus coming. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God," who what? He does what? He does what? Everybody knows that. Catholic, Protestants, you name it. We all know that. The blood of the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Amen. Amen? So Jesus was likened to the Lamb, which was likened to the Passover, when Egypt had to release Israel from slavery with the 10 plagues, and the final plague with the blood on the doorposts. You need to have the blood of Jesus on the doorposts of your life. Because the angel of death came, and when he saw the blood on the doorpost, remember they were in slavery for 430 years. God says, I heard the cry of my people, I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to deliver them. He delivered Noah and his family, I'm going to deliver them. He made a new covenant with Noah, I'm going to deliver them. He made a covenant with Abraham, I'm going to deliver them. Amen. And he made a covenant with Jesus Christ in you and I have delivered them. Amen. You see, Jesus is the deliverer, and only Jesus could be the deliverer, nobody else. Amen. That's why all roads don't lead to Rome. People say, you can climb a mountain many different ways, but you get to the same point. This ain't a mountain. That's right. That's right. This is your life. Amen. It's bigger than a mountain. Amen. And if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move the mountain. Amen. Move yourself. Amen. So when the angel of death saw the blood covering that family, then God said to them, tell them to take a lamb. Remember that? This is the Passover, like thousands of years ago. Way before Jesus, probably 6,000 years ago, 5,000 at least. And he says, take a lamb, roast the lamb, all you and your family, and eat of that lamb. And Jesus said to the disciples, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can have none of me. You can't be part of my life. And half of them left. And when he looked at the disciples and said, you want to go too? They said, no, there's no one else who can speak truth like you. So they stayed. But all the way from there, from the beginning in the garden, when Adam and Eve messed up, and God said, he said this to the serpent. He said, her seed is going to bruise your head, and you're going to bruise his heel. Right there, he prophesied, decreed, and declared the virgin birth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Women don't have seed.
Right.
Women have incubators.
Right.
Man has a seed.
Right.
Is that correct? So if he had any sense, he would have known, oh, it's a woman we should kill, not a man. And he went around killing all the babies. He knew Jesus, the Messiah, the King, was coming, but he did not know what was going to happen. The Bible says it was a mystery to him. Everyone say a mystery.
Mystery.
But the mystery was revealed in Christ.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, oh, glorious. Just put your hands in the air for a minute and just say, Jesus, you're wonderful. You're glorious. I love you. I magnify you. You are worthy of all of my praise. You are worthy of all of my praise. We honor you. We glorify you. Jesus, you're magnificent. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so now these guys, after they've checked to make sure he's dead, he's in the tomb, they got the seal on, they got the guards out there. They're standing with their spears and their swords, helmets, fully clothed. And now they're standing there for 3 days. 3 days. But like I said, no one was waiting for him after 3 days. None of the disciples. They weren't outside waiting. Where were they? They were hiding. They were hiding, but they were also doing what Jesus said. He said, you're all going to be scattered. Some of them took off. You saw the two disciples on the road to Emmaus and all the different things. Peter denying him. He said, I'll go fishing. That's what Peter said. After the whole deal and he was buried, Peter said, I'm going fishing. In fact, I'm going back to what I know. In fact, I'm going back to my old life. And he was in a backslidden state. Any of you ever been there? But God's always available and willing and loving and caring. The Bible says he loves the backslider.
Amen.
And he will come for you and he will take you and wrap you in love.
Amen.
Not condemnation.
Amen.
There is one who condemns, but it ain't our Jesus.
Amen.
Our Jesus loves.
Amen.
He loved his son to death for us. He loved his children. That his son had to die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have life everlasting. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through his son might be saved.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I tell you, if you want to worship somebody, forget about Miley Cyrus and those kooks.
Come on.
You're right.
Worship Jesus. Poor Miley Cyrus, you're right. I pray that she gets saved. We pray that everyone gets saved. They need salvation.
Yes, they do.
No matter how famous you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how big a deal you are, if you don't have Jesus, you're nothing.
That's right.
It's just that simple. So we need to pray for these people. We need to pray for our leadership.
Right.
We need to pray for our leadership.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Stop sending me jokes about the leaders. I get texts and emails nonstop about the leaders. We should be praying for them. Come on. Bible says, pray for those that are in authority over you. Remember, it's God who lifts up and God who takes down. Sweet Jesus. You know not what spirit you're of. That's when, remember when the disciples said to Jesus, shall we call fire down and burn them up? Remember that? When they were opposing Jesus, he said, you don't know what spirit you're from.
Yeah, come on.
What's the spirit I'm from? The spirit that says, turn the other cheek when they slap you and give them the other side. They take your coat, give them your jacket.
That's right.
This is a very different situation. Okay, so these armed soldiers guarded the entrance of Jesus that nobody could even enter towards a place. And those soldiers were vicious. I'm telling you that the Roman Empire was known to be one of the most vicious nations on the planet. They would crucify you or just behead you or stab you to death just by the blink of an eye. So they stood there and no one could even come. You couldn't even come near the tomb. So it was secure. Because let me tell you what, those soldiers knew if something went wrong, they were in trouble. They were in big trouble. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. And so when they sealed the till, when they sealed the tomb, they're speaking English in tongues. That's okay to be joyful in church. I mean, I'm so thrilled today. Yes. I'm just happy. You can do what you like. You can kill me. I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And it's good to see Brother Tom in town. Yes. Praise God. Yeah, give him a round of applause. What a man of God. Him and his precious wife. She had some stuff done with her, so they'll be back soon. We just love you guys. And so when they sealed their tomb, what happened was, look at Matthew 27:66. They sealed the stone and posted guards to protect it from intrusion. So they were trying to stop people getting in, not getting out. They knew he was dead. There's no way he could get out. Is that correct?
Yeah, right.
They did it. This is a voice translation. They sealed the tomb to stop people getting in.
That's right.
And when the stone was rolled away, it wasn't for Jesus to get out. He was already gone. It was for us to see in.
Amen.
That was for our faith. Amen.
Come on now.
I just love it. God is amazing. So now Satan, our enemy of our soul, right there, he was in serious trouble. When they sealed that tomb, he was shooting himself in the foot right there. He was in some serious trouble right there and right now because his dismissal of power and authority over our lives came at the resurrection. And they could prove that he was in the tomb dead. So his big deal, go and tell Pilate you need to get the all this, you know, sealed. We need a guard there. Let the Pharisees and the Sadducees come and check the body and all of that stuff. He was instigating all of that. You see, we don't fight against flesh and blood. Your spouse is not your problem.
Come on.
The enemy who gets into our lives is a problem. We wrestle against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Right?
Amen.
We all understand that. So he was inspiring these people to make certain that he's locked in. He's not going to get out. Get a guard there. They were being spurred on by the devil. What he was doing was shooting himself. He was starting to commit harikari right there.
That's right.
Yeah. The devil.
Yes.
So look what happens. I love it. So now, he's when Jesus' tomb was sealed, Satan's doom was sealed. He should never have done that. In fact, had he have known, the Bible says, the mystery of the crucifixion, he would never have spurred the people on to crucify him. He wouldn't have done it. But he's not as clever as people think. He's not all-knowing. God is all-knowing. He's not all-powerful. God is all-powerful. He's not everywhere. God is everywhere. At all times, God can do anything for anyone, anywhere, all the time, anyhow. Woo, that's a mouthful, right? You got it? The devil can only lie and deceive.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. all sinners are welcome. So come as you are,